Greetings, everyone. This is Ed Thomas, superintendent of San Jacinto Christian Academy. I just want to say that it's a joy and a privilege to be speaking to you through this podcast. This is our first podcast in what we hope and pray is a series of numerous opportunities to share with you through this medium. It's our prayer that these brief messages will bring information, relevance, and meaningful insight to us all. We'll be sharing on a number of topics, including children and teens, culture, parenting, mentoring, Christian schooling, and more specifically, what we like to call kingdom education at San Jacinto Christian Academy. You know, one of the things that I know for sure is that I don't know what I don't know. And I don't know about you, but I find myself in a constant state of learning. Yes, even at my age. It's our prayer that these podcasts will be a tool that God will use for all of us to grow and learn and be refined by God as we join together in this journey of raising up and equipping this generation of young people. Today's podcast is not a discussion about culture, but I have to mention that as we impact and equip the young people of today, your children, my grandchildren, our students at SJCA, we must recognize that the culture in which this generation is facing. Later on in the series, we'll talk specifically about this culture. However, I don't think we can really proceed without taking a moment to recognize that our young people of today are faced with many great challenges. With the communication potential of today, and it's not going to slow down, our children and our teenagers are bombarded with information. And without a doubt, much of the information is good information and can be helpful and uplifting to our children. However, much of it is not good and creates great challenges and even battles in the hearts and minds of our kids. I don't know if you had to do this, but I remember many, many years ago having to read Milton's book, Paradise Lost. In this book, there's a reference made to hell. Do you ever remember what hell was called and what name it was given? If not, I'm going to ask you to take note of this. Hell was given the name Pandemonium in that book. Now, you can find several definitions for pandemonium, but listen to a few of the synonyms that I found when I looked up that word. Pandemonium, chaos, madness, noise, confusion, disorder. Do those kind of sound familiar in our culture today? And take note of this one, unrestrained. As I experience and observe our culture today and the culture that surrounds our young people, I have to say I see pandemonium. As I think about what arrows are flying in the minds of our hearts and kids, I'm reminded of pandemonium. I cannot help but think of this. I share this because this is one part of our culture for which our children, our kids, our teenagers, the most precious creation that God has entrusted to us as parents and as a Christian school, it's the culture they live in daily. I share this as a challenge to each of us to take up the whole armor of God and fight together the good fight of faith. I do not say that this podcast is going to be the answer to the challenges that we and our children are facing. However, it is our prayer that we can spend some time reasoning together and finding God's revelation in regards to raising this generation of young people. Our mission statement at SJCA is that SJCA exists to assist parents in training young people to know and love Jesus Christ, to follow Him in life, and to become positive, productive members of this coming generation. As we walk through this journey, let us join together and pray for God's wisdom and discernment. Pray for clarity as we parent and mentor God's magnificent creation. Pray that we'll all grow together to raise up a generation that will make an impact on this culture for the kingdom of God. Pray that through God's leadership, we will truly raise up a generation bound for true greatness. There are a couple things I'd like to touch on from our mission statement that we just mentioned. The statement begins with SJCA, San Jacinto Christian Academy, exists to assist parents. It is the belief of San Jacinto Christian Academy that God has given the responsibility for the education of your children to you as parents. SJCA does not exist to take that responsibility from you. We exist to come alongside, to partner, and to assist you with this important responsibility for which you've been called. I do believe that parenting is a calling, and I also believe that God has called San Jacinto Christian Academy to the responsibility of coming alongside you in what is the most important calling any of us could have, and that is to raise up our children to know and to love Jesus Christ. The second part of the mission statement I'd like to address today is the statement, training young people. We do believe that we are to partner with our parents to train our young people. This encompasses many things that we'll discuss along this journey through the podcast, but I want to refer to one scripture today. Proverbs 22:6 says this, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Over the years, I've had numerous parents share with me that they didn't totally understand because they had raised their children in a Christian home, they took their child to church on a consistent basis, taught their children right and wrong, and exposed them to the truth of God's Word. And yet, their teenager was making poor choices and displayed behaviors that were against the teaching that they had experienced through the years of growing up. This is not true just for teenagers. It can be the case for younger children as well as our adult children. These parents were questioning that scripture in Proverbs 22:6. One of the things we need to recognize about this scripture and the promise of God through this scripture is this. Now, first of all, before I explain that, let me read the scripture again. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The "it" at the end of this passage is not related to behaviors or choices. The "it" is relating directly to the word train. You see, our responsibility as parents is to ensure that we provide the proper training. This includes such things as the exposure to biblical truth from an early age, establishing boundaries in our homes and outside the home, as well as helping our children establish boundaries when they're within their own heart and mind. It's establishing an environment that is filled with unconditional love, yet at the same time maintaining an environment of appropriate accountability. It is an intentional, purposeful delivery of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is an environment where love for Christ and seeking of Christ is seen and experienced by our children. It's an environment that is filled with prayer. We could say so much more about this, but I think we all see the picture. The major idea that I get from this scripture in Proverbs is that our responsibility as parents, and what we'll be held accountable for, is providing the training. And when the proper training is provided, our children will not depart from that training. It's not a guarantee that our children will not make poor choices occasionally. It's not a guarantee that they'll not choose to manifest poor behaviors. However, if the proper training is delivered through unconditional love, The child, whether young or old, will always have that training to turn to. So it's critical that we, as parents, provide that biblical training, and as a Christian school committed to coming alongside parents in this training process, must also be very intentional and deliberate in delivering our educational programs from a biblical worldview perspective, and to be a vital part of a partnership that impacts this generation of young people in a way that provides hope in their lives and gives them the tools to see this world from the lens of God's truth, which is all part of providing the training that they will not depart, that will not depart from them, and that can rely on, and that they can rely on when facing the battles that this culture will throw at them. We've just recently experienced a spiritual emphasis week at San Jacinto Christian Academy, and what an experience it was. Great spiritual teaching, powerful praise and worship, and many, many prayers lifted up through the week. It was such an humbling experience for me to see the age-appropriate spiritual activities taking place in the lives of our littlest students up to our seniors. Many, many volunteers giving of their time to invest in the lives of our students in so many ways. I saw students laughing, fellowshipping, hugging, praying. I saw students broken and crying, and I saw students lifting each other up. This is a part of the training that we're talking about. It's my prayer that we as a school and you as parents will continue to fan the flames of what our students experienced last week. Encourage your child or children to continue the progress of submitting to God and His call on their life, to continue seeking God's wisdom as they journey through this life, encouraging them to put on the whole armor of God and walk in victory through the challenges, and live in joy, knowing that they are loved unconditionally by you, by their school, and most importantly, by a Heavenly Father that created them. I pray that you have a great day. Thank you for joining us in this podcast. And if I or we as a school can help you in any way, please let us know. And remember, parents, make an impact, not just an impression. God bless you all.